Onunla gelen şey zaman dönüşüne dönüşünden sonra oynayacak. Time to start considering the blessing, both what we've experienced during this month, as well as some of the things, events that didn't receive proper recognition. Let me speak about one event which may not seem very significant until we delve deeply into the significance of the matter. And that is the reoccurrence of Vrindavan's first vow, which means this man's first vow, and this man's first vow divine, which also means this comes first cow. And this comes first cow the boys. This cloud, which by which we used to cultivate, and it is a hillside, is used to farm the very steep slopes, which people think of unfarmable. We did that. Back in the time when we were so grateful, what we had, which was quite a little in comparison, we had gotten today. So worldwide, plowing is considered to be related to a sacred event. And the plow itself is a sacrifice, which renders the earth fruitful. Sacrament testifying to the presence and the influence of the transcendental male intercessor between heaven and earth. You can say that means Guru Dhatma, that means Father Ram, and it means Nanda. And that divine intercession impregnates the virgin soil, which means the womb, or the heart of the earth. Impregnates with celestial potency. Hence the appearance of Shrimati Sukadevi's name means pearl. Because that's what she appeared. As to Shrimati Radharani, a version not so well known, but what she would like by church to tell and ask. Shivani. And the Shivani appeared to be very bulbous, as the London House at least one, John Van Bates. And by the sacred activity of God, just as Krishna usually goes by the name. Yashoda name. Cherish his name. Vrishabhanu name. More than Kirtan. Because it just has, Mother Yashoda had more affection for Krishna than Mother Krishna. And Vrishabhanu had more affection for that than Kirtan. Kirtida had more affection for Sri Ram. So, Krishna had more affection for Sri Ram. And as Krishna would run first to the lap of Mother Yashoda, then he'd go to the lap of Mother Yashoda, and then to Yashoda. Radha would go first to the lap of Krishna. And then to So, born in the furrow is a suitable bride to Lord Ram. And that indicates that beyond the agricultural, beyond the blessings of the agricultural harvest, follows the bounty of blessings in the form of spiritual treasures which never vanish. The sequence of events initiated by cutting the furrow with a rod, which is a symbol on the implement of our Balaram, emblem of kingly virtue, and worship of the earth. First event in the sequence is clearing the land. When the field is overgrown, the plow churns under that undesirable overgrowth, which we start with, into nutrients of the new crop. And as the undesirable weeds overgrowth is turned under, all kinds of wonderful things turn up and down below. I used to have one box from my father's side and one from my mother's side, which my ancestors collected from the furrow. Artifacts from Revolutionary War, which was of no interest to me, as much as the various Indian artifacts, arrowheads, hatchet heads, some very crude, just for practical purposes, others highly. Obviously, different eras. Different tribes. So this is what I'm interested in. I'm actually interested in what comes up in the subconscious. Comes into the light of day. What roots are turned up as the weeds are turned down. And how the plow is instrumental in connecting with. So first step is cutting the furrow. To make a place for the seed. Opening the furrow means making a space, the beginning and end, to meet in the present. Indicative of the living word, the holy name, which is the seed of every aspect of life. The plow, also expands, even Western theologians acknowledge this, expands as the ten in the hand of the Acharya, which cultivates the blank feet, the blank page like the fallow field, drawing out lines parallel to furrows, softening as the plow softens the earth make her fertile and receptive to seed. The lines of the acharyas soften the collective consciousness to receive divine inspiration living in the written word. And then expands further to purport the illuminations which express the acharya's ecstasies. That's the phrase. That's the purpose. So consistent with our urge of Rapha, approaching conversion, in Kartik Mas, Kartik Mood, the words of that Asa, it was parallel to Naradutta. Naradutta has a very unique writing style, as does Luke. And the reason is because they were both physicians, they were healers. They were very familiar with the human condition and very gentle in their dealings. So Luke says, and this is appropriate to Kartik, put your hand in the plow and don't turn back. Meaning, once you take in this process of cultivating the heart, don't get distracted. And that's really the heart of Kartik's message. Nobody should be distracted. It's appropriate. Now that I've been very clear, Indra was distracted by some of us. That's right. So, how appropriate it is that the first major event in the preaching mission of Lord Nityananda was Sri Vyasa. He arrived in Navadvipa Dham just before Vyasa. To emphasize the very essential portion that is Sri Vyasa. The power of God that intervenes at crucial stages in human history to rearrange and edit the Shastra and present the eternal truth in new dress. That's the author's book. This dress could drop. Where I find the true book, the same to the Sarasvatis, the building to present the suitable to the comprehension of man at various times, cultures, conditions. And the spiritual writers are well aware that their offerings derive truth and potency through the grace of Sri Guru, who is the spiritual successor to Sri Vyasa. In Pacific succession is the unbroken chain of living communion with Srila Vyasa, who writes either directly or vicariously. Writes and communicates, sometimes directly, sometimes vicariously, through his agents. So how appropriate with the first major event in the ministry of Lord Nityananda after writing what he had done before which he was concerned as an instructor. Because Lord Nityananda embodies the power of A, just ages yield to that potency. There's a common misconception which has prevailed since amongst his Shiva followers. But since Lord Chaitanya distributed his teachings in mercy, so indiscriminately, not considering who's tall, who's not, who's high, who's low, who's good, who's bad. Therefore, there's no need to strictly follow the Shastra or something to do. And that misconception. And to rectify this misconception, first thing worship kind of orders have to do is to worship Shiva Vyasadeva and follow the Shastra and submission to Guru. So, which is at whose house would you like to honor the event? Edward Nithyananda, who has been honoring for so many years, has had it. And Srivastakur is first to try this in the line. Srivastakur is a priest too. Direct function of the so Srivastakur is holding the garland. He gives it to Lord Nityananda before a picture of Shiva Vyasadeva. And Srivastakur instructs Lord Nityananda to worship Shiva Vyasadeva. And I said, yes, it is so. He stood there. Srivastakur repeated. Offer the garland to Srila Vyasadeva. Yes, this is it. Srivastakur tried a third time. Yes, 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 it is so. It is stupid. So Srivastakur came to Hathaway. Worship the Asadur. He said, yes, 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 we place the girl and then she can stand. She had the Asadur. Because Lord Nityananda worships Mahaprabhu, who enacts the Leela of serving Krishna and the Buddha Srimati Radharani, and as Balaram has no access to the service of Radha, that sacrament is fulfilled through the worship of Lord Govinda. And there is no other way to enter the Vastakur. Sings to the Prabhupada comments that there's no other way to enter the eternal dance of Radha and Krishna but by the grace of Lord Nityananda. divine sound is identical, yes, to personality. An empiric study ignores empiric study of Shastra. So that's your congregation says. But the attempt by the ascending process to understand Shastra ignores the scripture's spirit and symbolic. And the sacraments encrypted in the Shastra, whereby they are protected from the empiric assault offered by the clutches of the deluding potency, who exerts her sinister influence through the Vedanta tendencies of man, which means dogmatic, the body of doctrines, beliefs, collectively believed and certainly even aggressively proclaimed, formally and institutionally accepted without sufficient authoritative scriptural reference. Then the devotees assembled, Sri Vaishnava, the Buddha's clothes, locked, and only the brotherhood of faith, the other member of Grand Commandments. The Kirtan commenced, and the two brothers, Nikai and Jorah, danced in the ecstasy of mutual communion. Now, who amongst the Panchatattva is not present at this evidence, or at the Gospel evidence? The entire dance of the day, she was the day of the day. So, with an intention to manifest the true nature of Lord Nityananda, Lord Gauranga, he's usually sometimes interesting, sometimes he's in the background. These moods are ever changing, but at this time of the Adivasa ceremony, with the desire to manifest inner nature of Lord Nityananda, Lord Gauranga climbed up on the altar with the Shalagram Shila aside and sat on his throne. He was obviously not in his normal devotional mood, which became more evident in the sequence of events to follow. Sitting on the throne of Lord Vishnu, Lord Gauranga, the most perfect Acharya, Brahman began demanding, "Give me wine." He demanded, "Give me wine." Which, at a loss, he demanded again, "Give me wine," as she must have understood. He gave the dust aside. He drank it, was pacified. Then he began demanding, "Give me my plow." And Lord Nityananda handed over his plow to Lord Gauranga. Seeing to those who were fortunate, because of good sadhana, others saw there was some significant exchange, although it appeared to be empty-handed. And language in this world is incapable of describing internal experience, which is comprehensible to those who have seen the grace. as revealed by Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is Śrīla Vyāsadeva, Chaitanya Mahāprabhu. So as soon as Lord Nityananda bent over his plow, wanted to honor that one person was absent from peace. And that he did also in a discourse manner, which no one understood. He began calling out the resident voice, Lord Chaitanya himself had to reveal Mara is a nickname for Śrīla Vyāsadeva. So Lord Gauranga said, in response to the question, who's this Mara? The following, Mahaprabhu said, he whose invitation brought me here to earth, he who is now aloof with our dust up there. And then, thinking of this circle, Śrīla Vyāsadeva, Lord Gauranga revealed his own purpose. Inspired by the thought of Vyāsadeva. Mahaprabhu said, I appear with the sound of pure. And I will preach the holy name to every household, withholding my grace only from those who are proud of their high lineage, learning, or their esteem. I will give to the rest of the world the treasure of loving devotion, which is coveted by the highest deities, Brahma Shiva. And hearing the statement that Lord Gauranga would distribute his grace indiscriminately to all the world, Lord Nityananda, his dear friend, broke his danda, his mandala, he lost all his clothes, and in perfect childhood innocence, he jumped in the Ganges to play with crocodile himself. So he's swimming after the crocodile. This is not the only time. You cannot refrain chasing a crocodile to play with them. And this was very alarming to the devotees. They were calling, come back, come back. He's chasing after this crocodile. Play with them. And once again, the devotees told Mahaprabhu, he won't listen to anybody but you. And Mahaprabhu roared out, come, Nityas, you have to perform the Yasta Puja. And Mahaprabhu's words certainly was the bonus to an hour. That was the only thing to control. Śrīla Vrindāva Das Thakura. He's describing this Supreme Father. He refers to Lord Supreme as the Master of the Lord. Which is significant. Because the Veda is the body, wisdom, and instruction presented for the guidance of lost souls. And thus it's identical with the function of the Guru. Who offers the connection between the Lord and the universe. So that's the Adivas. So coming back to Śrīla Vyāsadeva, as soon as Lord Nityananda placed that garland around the neck of Lord Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu revealed his six-armed form as a conch, club, disc, locus, plow. And in that way, he displayed the relationship between Balaram and Sri Vishnu. The emblems of Balaram joined with the symbols of Vishnu furthermore display the relationship between Guru, who appears before us, and a Paramatma who resides within us. Establishing relationship between the inner and outer guide. That's so beautiful. Thus, in the Vyasa Purusa, the benediction proclaimed by Lord Nityananda previously during his pilgrimage, wandering through the streets of Hastinapura, learning out something that no one could understand, the holder of the plow of the Vyasa. No one could understand what the wine was saying. And that blessing of disguise is fulfilled. The first majorly significant preaching event in the ministry of the Nityananda, which revealed to this world sacramental nature. This card could be our celebrating. Your appearance. That was very first time. First time. That was the first cloud of that. The first cloud. The first cloud of the person's. That cloud is really good. Let's see if we can look at this. As Isaiah says, eat your swords into plowshares as an emblem of peace. In verse, scrapping a plow to make weapons. That's certainly part of it. Yeah, they're injured. things together. Talk about this. Furthermore, until the time and it's actually important that they do other things in this world. Because they offer a balance to those who are trying to become too focused on the rules and regulations, caste distinctions, by the way, and their obvious love for Krishna, which puts them above and beyond those conditions. And that was very important. Because Lord Chaitanya is a very as long as Jagan and I are roaming the streets of Nadi, I will not get anything else. And then hearing that, the great Acharya became more ecstatic each time he would roar like a lion. So, my brothers, you will see in no time, in our kirtan, Jagan and Madhai will be dancing next to us. Chanted in great ecstasy, Jai Jai Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. And Jagat Almighty would not have been delivered by their blood without divine intercession. And what does this have to do with us? The mercy of God is not that we saw so much. High class Brahmin, very impressionable family. And one of his godbrothers said something other, but it's not too good. Saraswati made glorification. Just what he said. I could have done what she would have done if I didn't have a mind. Caste consciousness. And it also indicates that it takes empowerment for a pure Gaudiya Vaishnava to touch the hearts of yogis. That empowerment is the mercy. So evident. As Prabhupada said, agriculture and crop production should be the main business of the Olmadım bir anda yapalım Krishna. Wow. If we sense something that seems to be forgotten, how it's going to teach him. People chooses sacrifices, procreative potential to become a dasha for agricultural purposes. He's called ox. She's a steer. The ox is a cow. The cow is represented in a sense by the flutes, and they have to Sri Krishna. He plays the flute to attract the cows.